This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. The spinning wheel of death is hovering over the Texas House. We are still waiting for the committee assignments. Nothing will be done until these assignments are made. The leadership has had the list of requests from the members for well over a week. Is the holdup intentional? Is Burroughs trying to keep the Democrats happy and is therefore struggling to make assignments? Or is it just plain ineptitude? Remember, we were told that they had been working on the rules package for 7 months, but just now getting the committee assignments started? Something stinks. Getting caught up in the Senate is like trying to jump on a treadmill at high speed. Be careful. Budget hearings, taking testimony from the public, were going on all week, and even the visitors' parking lot sold out several days. The hearing I attended was operating smoothly, with good testimony coming from all sides. Senators seemed to be attentive and participating. On Wednesday, February 5th, the Senate convened to hear Senate Bill 2, commonly referred to as the School Choice Bill or the Education Savings Account Bill. The session lasted almost 7 hours with very good discussions between the parties. 37 amendments were offered, 20 passed, and 17 missed the mark. The final vote to adopt Senate Bill 2 as amended was 19 yeas and 12 nays. So, the bill is now waiting for the wheel of death to stop spinning in the House. When the House Committee on Public Education is formed and their schedule created and the chair chooses to meet, then we will see how fast this bill moves forward. The school choice bill is 40 pages long and several sections of it are going to require a bit of study on my part. But as long as the wheel of death in the House keeps spinning, I will have plenty of time to study. One bit of good news for homeschoolers. An amendment was passed that has very specific language to protect homeschoolers. If you are homeschooling and do not apply for this program, then you may proceed as usual. There are no restrictions, strings, or guardrails for citizens not applying to the program. Hats off to the Senate and the leadership of Lieutenant Dan. Meantime, in the House, Speaker Burroughs is still trying to find his hat.